Red Sox taking on the Tigers this afternoon, and we had a chance to catch up with Pete Abraham of the Boston Globe right before today's first pitch. Well, Pete, let's talk about how things have gone through these first few games of the season. What's been one of the goods? What do you should fans be pleased with so far?
I would say it's their defense. The infield defense in particular has been very good, especially Xander and Rafi on the left side. They're a lot better, I think, than they were last year, working together a lot better than they were last year. And the Sox had one of the lowest percentages of turning ground balls in and outs last season, and they really turned that around. Now, it's early, but I think they're going to have a lot more of a reliable defense than they did last year.
All right, what are some areas that already are crying out for a bit of improvement?
I would say, I wonder about the bullpen. It's pitched well, but they don't really, at this point, have identified a closer, whether it'll be Matt Barnes again or somebody else. And I think at some point they need to do that because any team, I think, is a lot better when they know who's going to be the closer and they can set up the relievers behind them. And they really haven't had a chance to do that yet. And I also think they'll need help in the outfield, I think, eventually, whether it's a fourth outfielder or somebody, whether it's somebody in right field. But I think they will need another bat, I think, in the outfield to make the lineup a little more balanced.
Well, let's talk about that bullpen. The four-inning stint from Whitlock yesterday was great for an old-school guy like me. It was late 60s, early 70s bullpen work. Was that intentional, or did they need him to go four innings?
Yeah, there's some interesting things going on with Garrett. I think they feel like if they start Rich Hill and then he goes four or five innings and they bring in Garrett and he goes four innings, it creates a problem for the other team because both of those guys have very different styles, obviously. Rich being a lefty who throws soft and Garrett being a righty who throws hard. So they feel like that combination works and that at the same time, you're building up Garrett's arm strength and you're not putting too much of a burden on Rich. So you'll have those guys at some point, Garrett will probably be built up where he could start and you're not using Rich to a point where you would lose him later in the season to injury. So they feel like they're kind of serving two masters by doing that. And whether it's this year or later on this year or next year, Garrett Whitlock's going to be a starter. It's just a question of when they decide to make that happen.
So we still don't know when we'll see Matt Barnes or what condition he'll be in if he can get that velocity back. What's the plan B if he can't close?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know what it would be. There's really nobody else on the – I mean, Whitlock could certainly do it, but you would almost be wasting him for one inning, and they want to continue to build him up. So I don't know that there will be anybody – who really stands out. I mean, Jake Dykeman did a great job the other day against the Yankees, striking out the heart of their order to finish that game. But they didn't envision him as a closer, certainly, when they signed him. So I think, I don't know if it would be right to say it's Matt's job to lose, but I think if he gets his velocity up, it'll be his job again, and then we'll see where it goes. So, they haven't lost faith in him. I think it's just a matter of getting him physically to where he needs to be.
We're talking with Pete Abraham here on Downtown. Now, the other night we saw Christian Arroyo in right field. Will that be a straight platoon with he and Jackie Bradley Jr.?
That's what they're saying, and so far they've been holding true to that. Jackie's obviously struggled against lefties throughout his career and really struggled last year, against righties and lefties. So they're trying not to, use him too much and kind of get – they like Christian's bat. They feel like he can really help them from that side. And I don't know that he's necessarily an outfielder quite yet. He took a couple of – curious routes to the ball yesterday, one in particular down the line that I think he could have caught had he gone straight at it instead of sort of curving towards it. But that's something he'll learn over time. And we see this all around the game now. Teams are a lot more willing to try players in different positions without a whole lot of buildup for it, which was not something you saw years ago. So that's something new. But it kind of goes back to what I said before, that I do think they need a regular MLB outfielder to be sort of the fourth guy. They don't have that yet. Because Arroyo can play really anywhere, especially if they consider him, a corner outfielder, which they appear to do.
As you look at this starting lineup, Pete, who's one guy that you think is ready to maybe take his game to a new level this year?
Well, we haven't seen him in the lineup because he's been sick and his wife had a baby and everything, but Trevor Story is a tremendous player. And this is a guy, I think, once he gets his feet under him and kind of gets enough at-bats to get into a groove, Red Sox fans are really going to fall in love with him. He's a guy who hustles. He's a fundamentally sound player. I think he's going to be somebody that's really going to catch on at Fenway and with Sox fans. So he would be one that I would say. And I think a lot of guys, West Coast players are people that, Red Sox fans and New Englanders probably see a whole lot of, but I think they're really going to love Trevor Story. And you know, the other guy, I mean, it's, I guess it's an obvious one, but, you know, Rafael Devers to me is even better than he was last year. Mm-hmm. You know, he just looks so good defensively, and he's commanding the strike zone at the plate, not swinging at a lot of bad pitches. Yesterday, he cut down on a swing with a runner on second to drive in the run. To me, he's looking like an MVP candidate so far.
You mentioned Story. He had some good speed in the past at Colorado. The Red Sox have not been real key on running when Christian Vasquez leads the team in steals. That tells you something. But will they give him more of the opportunity, especially if he's down there maybe in the number six spot in the order?
Yeah, I think that was, you know, certainly not the primary reason that they wanted to sign him, but it certainly adds something, because they were next to last in the big league last year in stolen bases with 40. And you know, that's practically, you know, is really not a factor at all. So, and this is a guy who in Colorado was, you know, was good for 20 steals a year. So if he does that, you know, that's already adding something to the offense. So I don't know that, you know, especially nowadays, it seems like teams are very afraid to run. They only want to run if they feel like there's a 75 or 80% chance of being successful. They only want to run in certain situations. They don't want to take the bat out of the hands of the guy behind them. So it's, the running game is not a big thing in the big leagues anymore for most teams, and certainly not the Red Sox, but Trevor Story could definitely at least get them to a point where, you know, it's a threat from somebody in the order, which would be more than it's been in the last couple of years.
Hey, Pete, why didn't the Red Sox want to use the little signal device to let the pitchers know what to throw?
Yeah, it's kind of curious, because the you know, the Yankees have really gone all in on it, and so have some other teams. I think part of it is they're concerned about the communication between the catcher and the pitcher being clear, that the, you know, the catcher sort of has the responsibility to use the device in such a way that the pitcher hears the pitch and the location and a few other things, and they feel like that message is better, I guess, conducted with the catcher kind of doing it traditionally. But I do think eventually that they're going to come around to it, because it does essentially prohibit the other team from stealing your signals, which is what everybody's concerned about, and it'll speed up the game. And whether it's MLB putting some pressure on them to do it, there's other teams that haven't used it too. But it does seem to be something that speeds up the pace of the game, which is what they're all trying to accomplish. And I was talking with some of the Yankee pitchers over the weekend, and they all loved it. You know, they all thought it was a great thing. So I think the more the Sox get exposed to it, and the more comfortable they get with it, it wouldn't surprise me if in a month or so that you'll see them using it regularly.
All right, for an experienced baseball traveler like yourself, how does Detroit rate among road cities?
Well, let's see. The airport's far away from downtown, so that doesn't help. but the hotels are walking distance to the ballpark, which definitely helps.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say it sort of balances each other out. But I will have more information on that tonight if I am able to avoid a rain delay and get to the airport in time to get home. So.
Well, we wish you luck on all of that, Pete. Appreciate you making time for us today. We'll catch up with you again before too long.
Thanks very much, Rich.